Track 4, Property and Porch. Now that you have background, let's look at the home's design and furnishings. The front door originally was solid wood. This door, with Victorian bevel plate glass through which you can see into Athens, is from around 1900. Look through the glass and imagine a horse-drawn carriage coming to the house in the 1840s, traveling from Athens on Jackson Street, then a dirt road, not yet paved, onto the carriage drive, arriving at the front of this grand house. The road at this time was level with the house property, not graded severely as it is now. The porch of this 1840s home likely was a small portico with two or four one-story columns on the front. Its present size and decorative cast iron represent the renovation of the home in the late 1850s, when it is believed to the porch was added an Italianate-style cast iron, and it is believed but cannot be proved to the house was added larger window panes in the lower window sashes. The process for making large sheets of glass did not come about until the late 1850s, so the window panes could not date back to the original house of the late 1840s. The porch, you see, is a recreation of the 1850s porch. The acorn design, including the arches, was copied from photographs of the original ironwork. Note the lacy-like iron out on the very exterior edge on the outer drip course of the roof. All the elements are back to give the general shape of the 1850s porch. You will see a section of the original 1850s ironwork plus a photograph of it in the exterior view of the house as displayed in the Athens Historic Display Room. The porch floor is Ipe wood, spelled I-P-E, from South America that might be as old as 400 or 500 years. The molding around the front door and the big heavy molding over the windows is very typical of 1840s houses and is representative of an early Greek revival style. Imagine the prime location of this house as you look toward Athens. It was built on a rise that formed along the northern part of Athens. It and the stately homes along Prince and Millage Avenues were showcased atop the northern rise for the town dwellers to admire. This house and its property comprised several hundred acres. In 1876, along its western border ran the Northeastern Railroad. Dr. Ware sold some of his property for the railroad right-of-way. Well-to-do, mobile Athenians had private rail cars on the railroad lines.